Austin, Inslee is said to be an underdog in the crowded Democratic field. What's his overall message as he enters the race?
Well, no surprise here, Kirsten, and certainly reinforced by the video that he released this morning. He is going to be running almost singularly on the issue of combating climate change. Here's a bit of that video that, again, was released this morning.
We went to the moon and created technologies that have changed the world. Our country's next mission must be to rise up to the most urgent challenge of our time, defeating climate change.
Now, Inslee is calling his campaign America's Climate Mission. He's comparing it to past endeavors like putting a human on the moon. He's calling for a just, innovative, and inclusive clean energy economy. And he says that defeating climate change is the defining challenge of our time and that it must be the foremost priority for the next president.
Inslee is the first governor to enter the 2020 presidential race. Is this an important distinction?
It is. I mean, think about the current field of Democratic candidates dominated by much better known U.S. senators. Now he gets to be the first governor getting into this race. It allows him to distinguish himself from that field. He is going to try to use his executive experience running a state to his advantage. And, you know, historically, if you look back, we had a stretch there between the 1970s and the early 2000s when it was common to elect governors, often unknown governors when they started their campaigns to president. Think about George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. In fact, the Rutgers Center on the American Governor says nearly 40% of U.S. presidents have been governors. I think that Jay Inslee is counting on a bit of history on his side, even if he's got an uphill battle.
And he's put some of that campaign savvy behind him. He's already made some key hires for his campaign staff. What other hires are going to be important as he gets going?
Right. So we're still waiting to see who his campaign manager is going to be. Politico.com has reported that he's hired four, quote, experienced Democratic operatives. They include a couple of former employees of Tom Steyer, who is the California billionaire and climate activist who runs this group called Next Gen America. Inslee's also brought in a digital strategist. That's a really important role in this day and age because so much of the way that these candidates are reaching, especially small dollar donors, is through digital strategies. By the way, Tom Steyer is tweeting this morning that he says the 2020 election will decide whether or not the U.S. will lead the world in overcoming climate catastrophe. It's good to know that a climate champion like Jay Inslee will be in the race.
It'll be interesting to see how much Steyer will come out in support of Inslee and maybe campaign for him. I mean, that seems that tweet seems positive.
And there's a super PAC that's been set up that will support Jay Inslee now that he's in. And when I spoke with the spokesperson for that super PAC, they said that their first call after Jay Inslee announces for president will be to Tom Steyer. So it'll be interesting to see if he puts money behind this candidacy. I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
All right. Well, what's next for the governor after today's announcement?
Right. So he put out his video this morning. Then he's going to do an in-person announcement at a solar installation company in South Seattle later this morning. And then he's going to hit the campaign trail. He's going to be doing media appearances, television appearances Sunday and Monday in New York. Then he's going to Iowa, followed by Nevada, followed by California, which has moved its primary up for the 2020 cycle. So he'll be hitting the campaign trail and trying to earn some votes, get his name out there.
Well, this is interesting and important news for folks here in Washington State. What can we learn from past presidential candidate announcements from here?
Well, it's been more than 40 years since we've had a serious candidate from Washington run for president. It was Senator Henry Scoop Jackson. In fact, I talked to his son, Peter Jackson, and asked him, for a bit of comparison or where did the announcement happen? He said he actually ran twice in 72 and 76. Both of those announcements, when Scoop Jackson ran, happened in Washington, D.C., not in Washington State. But Scoop Jackson was also much better known nationally. He was the most frequent guest at the time on Meet the Press. So in that sense, Governor Inslee is coming from a very different position in terms of not being well known. I think that there's a historical element to this for Washington State just because we don't normally play in presidential politics and we don't normally put forth candidates for president. We are now.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning. He will be covering Inslee's public announcement in South Seattle, and we'll have more on KNKX's All Things Considered today beginning at 3:00.